the coffee is attached to this big balloon, which says Happy Valentine's Day, and it's got a couple of bears on it. So that was
a big balloon.
That was a pleasant surprise, and I wasn't quite done yet. So I go out, and unfortunately, that's when the thunderstorm activity starts rolling in mid-afternoon, and I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, do I... when am I going to see that FEMA app list severe thunderstorm warning? I'm midway through getting, you know, basically my version of flowers. I had to get the flowers because if
sure.
Ginny doesn't get flowers, it's not a good Valentine's Day. So I had to get that. And that was right about the time when everything just starts going a little bit downhill and the wind's coming in about 45 to 50 miles an hour. And I'm thinking, oh boy. How is this going to play? And if I leave and I don't have flowers in hand, I may not have flowers, which is really going to make things bad in the evening time period.
Well, you got your priorities got it all straight, done. But the most important question I have to pose, because I talked to you when you were leaving you know, about just afternoon yesterday, and and Chuck had to go get a find a dryer hose. And that was on his Valentine's Day agenda. So.
Yep, Waters Hardware hooked me up. So
okay.
Yeah, I had to replace the dryer. The dryer core went out, so got the new dryer in the day before. Came in late, so I couldn't really get everything connected. And it's like, it's been a few years. There's a whole lot of gunk in the original hose, so got to get a new one. And got that set, and the dryer has been quite heavily used already. So.
Well, thankfully, the world is on its proper axis. But, the dryer hose is in, and we're in good shape. All right, it is 6:47 as we bring in Casey Woods. Casey, the Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Super fantastic here.
Spitting limp.
Stuff going on. I'll tell you what, we're just a handful of hours really away from your big event this weekend.
We are. We have the public improvement auction, and we also have dueling pianos that's part of that event this Saturday at the Emporia Granada Theater. Doors open for dinner ticket holders at 5. We'll have the dinner and silent auction at 6, and then dessert auction at 6:45. At 7, we still have some tickets that are left available for the dueling piano show. So at 7 p.m., doors will open for that. And the live auction portion of the event, so you can check that out. Dueling pianos will start at 7:30 p.m. So we'll have lots of different silent auction items online right now that you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and bid on, or you can come to the show and you can purchase tickets either online at EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can show up at the door, the Granada Theater, this Saturday and enjoy the dueling pianos and bid on some great items that will benefit. Lots of different public improvements in Emporia, including some event enhancements this year. So we're excited about that. We have people signing up for the show of hands activity. We have lots of different folks that wander in the office that want to start or expand a business, and the first thing they ask is there any free money out there?
Is there, Casey?
And... we always would say no. There's no real such thing as free money, but the show of hands is about as close as you can get with grants that are coming from local folks that purchase tickets at the door or purchase multiple tickets to vote on the concept of their choice. We also have local banks and local businesses that have donated either cash or other items to be a part of this support network for our local entrepreneurs. So if you have people that are in your world that have talked about starting or expanding a business, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out the show of hands. St. Pat's Committee is working hard on their March 18th events for the St. Patrick's Day festivities, including the parade at 1, so you can come downtown for that and make sure you're supporting the St. Patrick's Day Committee and all the work that they do. We have a new class that recently announced called eTech Startups that is for technology or product-based entrepreneurship, and that sign-up is right now at EmporiaMainStreet.com. We're working on this with the Center of Rural Innovation, a great group that we've worked with for the last several months to develop this curriculum, but something that's brand new for the Emporia area, and you can sign up until March 20th. Classes start for that project on April 3rd. And then we have the TASTE that's coming up on April 15th. And We have lots of different vendors from throughout the state that are a part of that event. It's one of my favorite events. You can go online right now and check that out at EmporiaMainStreet.com and purchase tickets and check out sponsorship sponsorship options. So we're excited about that, excited about the Chiefs parade that I won't be freezing out in. And I was excited to hear that Chuck's balloon was big enough for Valentine's Day that the Air Force was dispatched to take it out.
That's right. I'm going to say, keep that in the newsroom. Don't let that outside. That's written all over it.
Man, that may actually wind up getting Space Force attention at this rate.
Exactly. And I appreciate you reporting on the Augustus Gloop fall in the chocolate earlier. There's a whole movie about this. I don't know why they couldn't anticipate this happening.
I do want to let people know, you know, Casey mentioned the silent auction is now underway at Emporia Main Street, their website. And it looks like the bidding has been brisk already.
It has been. You can bid on a veteran's banner or entry into the Unbound, which that lottery is closed. So all sorts of different things there with some great gift baskets and all sorts of different items there.
Are you sold out? Is there space left for either the auction or the dueling pianos, or are you pretty well shut down on both?
The dinner portion is sold out, but the dueling pianos portion, we still do have some tickets available. Thankfully, the Granada Theater is a large location, so we've sold a lot of tickets for that, but we still have some tickets available for that fun part of the event and the live portion of the auction. So we encourage people to either go online or you can show up the night of and we'll get you taken care of.
All right, and I noticed there's a dang holiday Christmas star on the
again
block.
So it's the last two Christmas stars.
And this has been a running joke for how long?
A while. It's not Ron's hair, which we've auctioned off before, but it's close.
All right, Casey, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Casey Woods, Main Street. KVOE Live and Local 653, 31 degrees. Good morning.
Tax tips brought to you by Agler and Gattert Chartered, 1225 West 6th, providing expertise in the areas.